outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Monday, December 12th.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you as well.
It's not been off to a good start. What a rocky start.
Well, it has been raining, and when it rains, traffic in L.A.
stops. Telling you, it was pathetic.
Yeah.
I was on the 405 for not even 2 seconds, and there was already a car accident, and I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
So there was, massive traffic. But it's funny, even when I think I'm going to be late, I got here right on the button.
Yes, you did.
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed, too. I mean, it's not like it's a 10-minute drive, you know? I mean, you take a long drive.
And Manhattan Beach.
To hit it right on time, man, is pretty good.
Yeah, I got lucky, but it pisses me off. I was literally just on Ventura. Like, I just turned on the street.
Right.
And some dude, like, I'm trying to change lanes, and I have my signal on. He's way behind me.
Right.
And he just keeps zooming right by. He wouldn't let me over, and he's on his frickin' phone.
Yeah.
And it just, I'm guilty of being on my phone once in a blue moon while driving, too. But have you seen the weather out there? I mean, it is not safe. I mean, it's pouring rain, pouring.
Yeah.
Especially on the highway, but unbelievable.
I know, and people here are not accustomed to this kind of rain. I don't know why it is. Every time there's rain in L.A., everybody just slows down. I mean, you are supposed to slow down a little bit in
the
rain.
It's way slipperier, more slippery.
Right.
So I've had some bad experiences. I think you should be 10 times more cautious when it's raining.
Right, but it's not like you can really drive fast on the freeway, you know.
Right. But just get off the phone.
Yeah.
Come on. You trying to kill somebody?
No, people do that all the time. I mean, I see people on the phone doing all kinds of crazy shit in their cars, you know?
It's horrible. I actually have a friend recently that I went to acting school with. His brother got hit by a truck about 2 months ago.
Wow.
And the sad part about this is that immediately him and his family went to the police station to get all of his belongings and find out what actually happened. And there was no police report. There was nothing. So they're actually going through this whole huge investigation because apparently it was an accident by the truck driver. And, and the truck driver hit him from behind. I don't know how you hit from behind. That kind
of.
So it's really sad, though, because my friend's brother died.
Really?
Yeah, my friend's
in
brother died.
In this accident?
Yep.
Wow.
He was riding his bicycle.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't in a car.
They weren't in a car. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't make that clear. He was just riding on his bike in New York City. And New York City is very crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, people get hit on the crosswalk all the time.
Really? They do?
Oh, yeah, because it's so crazy. I mean, driving's insane there. So he got hit by a truck on his bike.
Wow.
And he died. So it's very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad story.
Was that like a huge truck or a pickup truck?
I'm not entirely sure. I want to say it was like a, not just a normal truck, construction work truck. I mean like an actual big, truck, maybe from Ralph's or who knows.
Yeah.
I don't want to put any names out there, bastards.
Yeah, so he died, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Is that sad or
That's
what?
That's pretty sad shit, man.
Makes me 10 times more cautious driving after hearing that as well because, God, can you imagine how much your life would change if you hit a person while driving?
Yeah. Forever,
Even if it wasn't 100, your fault completely, and you didn't even get pressed charges, I wouldn't be able to live with myself after hitting somebody.
I know.
So sad.
Yeah, and New York is pretty crowded, downtown, and people cross the street on red all the time.
Oh, all the time. I actually had a really close call once. I'll never forget it. I was on my way to an audition. I literally saw my life flash. I mean, if I was 1 inch closer, I would have been dead. It's just really crazy. So I was walking, and it was actually my turn to walk.
Right.
And a guy on a huge Harley motorcycle wasn't paying attention at all. He just zooms around the corner.
Whoa.
And we're talking by a hair.
Whoa.
He missed me. And then he had the nerve. He's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's my turn. You need to watch where you're going. I would have died.
Yeah.
That was
scary. What amazes me is people that do kind of... you know, pull shit like this on the street.
And then it's your fault.
Your fault, you know? Yeah. And they'll never take responsibility. And it's like every time, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I got hit a couple times in my car by somebody, and they were blaming me.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, nobody wants to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's always someone else's fault.
Yep. Wow. So bad. But just be up. Anybody walking, just be careful walking. You know, you have to be extra careful. Even if there's the walking sign is up.
Right.
Just be cautious.
Yeah, many people cross the street, they don't even look, you know, and that irritates me when they do.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Not to mention this one guy was on his phone. I mean, come on. It's pouring rain. You're on the phone.
Yeah.
Horrible. He's asking for an accident. He's just asking.
I know. And, you know, people take their time crossing the street, and then it would be your fault if you hit him.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sucks, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
So did you do anything interesting this weekend?
Did I? I have to think a lot about it, but I'm sure you did.
Yeah. Oh, I did. Well, first of all, I worked the motorcycle show at the Long Beach Convention Center.
Oh, really?
And that's really cool. You've got a nice variety of different people there.
Uh-huh.
So that was all day Saturday and Sunday.
Right. What did you have to do there?
It was actually Friday, too, but only in the evening Friday. I was just kind of like a spokesmodel. I passed out, you know, I encouraged people to sign up for the sweepstakes that we were doing. I was working for Can-Am, which are these massive, like, three-wheel motorcycles.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
The cool thing about those, you don't even need a motorcycle license for them.
Oh, really?
So I guess technically, in my opinion, they're not even motorcycles, but they call them motorcycles.
Yeah.
Three wheels, they're cool. They look like they came out of the movie Tron, you know? They're really crazy looking. So I had fun. Yeah, I just talked to people. I can answer small, like, easy questions, but once it gets complicating, I'm like, okay, here, see the man in the black shirt. Big difference. Girl in red shirt that does not look like she belongs here.
Yeah.
Guy in black shirt with muscles and tattoos.
So what kind of questions would they ask you about the motorcycles themselves?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of it's foreign to me, but I do love motorcycles. So, I mean, well, they'd ask, you know, just how much this one was or that one. Like, I knew the prices of all of them. I knew the names of all of them. I knew, like, the top three reasons of why you would really want to buy a Can-Am motorcycle as opposed to any other motorcycle. But once they got really technical, I knew the mileage, you know, and how much the trailer parts could carry. Just very simple questions. But once they got technical, I would just send them over to somebody else.
Yeah, go get them.
I'm like, do I look like I can answer that question for you? No. But
you saw a lot of cool people there?
Oh, yeah. It's so funny.
Was it
everyone,
crowded?
Tons of characters. It was insane.
Really?
I've never seen so many people at the trade show. And Saturday was a long trade show. Usually they're just regular hours, like 9 to 5, but it was an 11-hour trade show from like 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. or no, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Right.
And it was, I mean, we're talking bumper to bumper. People were shoulder to shoulder, perhaps. it was really crowded. And I also had an iPad that they let me use for just signing people up online.
Uh-huh.
Boring. But that made me really, I want to get an iPad now.
Now you want to get one?
Yeah, I've never used one before. And, you know, it took me 5 minutes to adjust, but I have to get one now. They're amazing.
Yeah.
They're really
cool. They are cool. I just, you know, you need to find a use for them. I mean, you've got a laptop, right?
It's true, yeah. I mean, they're so much smaller, though, and convenient.
Right. But even, I mean, how much computing do you do when you're, like, on the move, you know what
I know.
I'm saying?
No, it's true. It's true. How much do I really need this?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just cool. Like, I want it because it's cool.
It is. A lot of people want it, but they don't really need it, you know?
Right.
Same as me. I mean, I'm in front of the computer all day. I don't need an iPad.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have, but, you know, but I don't know how people get used to the keyboard on there, you know? It seems like impossible to type like that.
Oh, I got used to it after 5 minutes. I mean, it definitely took me a second, but, yeah, it's definitely a little more inconvenient because in order, you know, not all the numbers and words and symbols are in the same section. So you kind of have to move it around and But once you're used to it, it's just like, you know, on your phone. Every time you buy a new phone, it's, right, you know, you have to kind of learn it completely over again.
Yeah, but, you know, it's all touchscreen. I don't know. You get no response when you press the keys, you know.
Oh, you don't like that? Yeah,
no,
I guess.
I don't know. I don't know that I could do it. That's one of the reasons I probably wouldn't get one.
Yeah, you get used to it. But again, you made a good point. Like, what truly is the point of, you know, if, like, even like I've got a MacBook Pro and these are small and I can throw this in my purse, you know.
Right.
So do I really need one? No, yeah. I guess not. I was actually close to the buying one for me, for myself for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, like $500 to $600 you can get one for them.
Yeah.
So,
Well, if you like it, get one. What the hell, you know?
Yeah.
Treat yourself to the holidays.
I've already treated myself too much. Like, every time I go shopping for my family, half the stuff I buy is for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll buy my mom a present, then I'll buy me three things. It's horrible.
Well, apparently you're not the only one. I was reading an article that a lot of people are doing that.
Really?
And, yeah, it's not a surprise. You know, I mean, when you see those people buying the big screen TVs, do you really think they're buying them for someone else? I don't think so.
Yeah. You're right. No, you're right. Very true.
So it's a time to go and shop for yourself, too, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to me. Who else is going to buy this stuff, right? For myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do have a really funny story, though, this weekend.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, after Saturday, it was an 11-hour day. Of course, like, my plan was to just go home and relax. Anytime I have the plan of, like, going home and just doing nothing,
uh-huh,
it ends up being the most ridiculous evening.
Really?
So a friend
of mine, something comes up.
Yeah. A friend of mine texts me. He works at a strip club. It's really sweet. He's such a sweet guy. You'd never see, look at him and say, oh, this guy works at a, you know, strip club.
What does he do there?
He's like a manager, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. So, very nice guy. Anyway, he's like, what are you up to tonight? You want to, you know, you want to go to the strip club? And just because he was working and say hi, because I don't see him often. So I ended up going to the strip club, me and one of my friends I brought along.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, we've already established that I'm very, like, weird when it comes to sex. I can barely talk about sex. I can, but I'm just awkward. Like, I'm very weird. Intimacy, sex, freaks me out. Anyway, my friend, he told the announcer that it was my birthday.
Really?
Oh, my God. So.
Oh, God. So all the attention was on you.
Yeah. So first of all, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, okay, they're going to say it's happy birthday to me. He's like, you just wait. You've got a surprise coming. I'm like, I almost had a panic attack because I'm like, don't. Just whatever you do, don't. I don't want a lap dance. I don't want anything. I just like to just kind of, you know, kick it in the back and say, oh, that's cool. Yeah, her ass is nice. Anyway, this crazy music comes on. They call my name up to the stage.
Really?
Where 20 strippers are already on the stage waiting for me. They put me in a chair. I get a lap dance by three of the girls.
Wow.
And they all whisper in my ear, happy birthday. Oh, my God. This is horrible. And then they say, oh, no, something's wrong with the chair. So they say, Stephanie, stand up. Let's move the chair. All the girls start backing up, and they leave the pole there for me. And they say, okay, Stephanie, it's your turn. Do a dance for us. I almost died.
Wow.
I thought I was going to have a heart attack on stage.
I'm sure. Were there a lot of people watching?
Yes. There were tons of people there. I was fully clothed. Yeah. But when I got on stage, the girls, the strippers, tried to take my shirt off.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was kind of weird.
It is weird.
Yeah. I was thinking, even if, like,
I guess the fucking law.
No, it isn't. Is it really?
It is.
Ooh.
What? I mean, that's like assault.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, they're like, take your shirt off. The announcer's saying, you know, come on, girl, do it. And then I said, no. So they're like, all right, we won't do it. Yeah, I almost died.
Yeah.
I was like, no, the shirt is staying on. The shirt is staying on.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous. Like, I was fine with, you give me a lap dance on stage, I'll, you know, flick everyone, my friend off, and, you know, karma's a bitch for him, but but take your shirt off? No way. Can you imagine if I took my shirt off and then had to do a little strip dance?
Yeah, especially for free, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, where's my money? I want some money here. I'm not getting paid. You guys are.
Exactly. You know, it doesn't come cheap.
Yeah, so I did like a 2-second like walk around the pole, and then I gave a curtsy and said, all right, sayonara, bitches. Oh, my God.
Did you flip them off?
I did.
Really?
I flipped everyone off. Flipped, yeah.
So Now, what kind of a place was it? Was it like a dive, like a nasty place?
No, it wasn't nasty. No, it's actually, you know, it was tasteful. It's a fully nude
It is fully nude.
Yeah, fully nude, which means they don't serve alcohol.
Right.
Which is another reason why I almost had a panic attack. It's like if I had one or two drinks in me,
I would
have been a little more easy, you know, calm. But I was like freaking out because I've never in my entire life had, you know, lap dance.
Yeah.
And especially from a stripper. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy.
It was crazy. So, I mean, why did he make up that you had a birthday? Just so you'd get all the attention?
Well, my friend knows that I'm very, like, I'm an open book. I'll talk about anything, but I'm also kind of narrow. Like, I've come a long way, put it that way. Like, when he first met me, we went to acting school. I was the most young and naive girl. Never had a drink, you know, didn't go to parties. I was all about my studies, you know?
Right.
So, you know, most of the people that know me from that period of my life know me as, like, a straight edge, very narrow, boring person. That needs to loosen up. And I'm not like that anymore. But he just said, no, it'll be good for you. You're going to enjoy this. It'll be a surprise.
Yeah.
I'm like, James, you are going down, man.
Yeah, great surprise, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, interesting. Something to talk about on the radio show, that's
for sure. Definitely. So, no, I mean, would you do this for a lot of money? I mean, would you strip for a lot of money?
No way.
No.
Never.
Not
That's
even
just
topless,
a respect
huh?
thing. No,
yeah.
never.
Yeah.
I mean, but put it...
Because you won't live it down forever, you know?
I mean, yeah. It's not my thing. Not at all. But, you know, if I could play a character that did this for a living in a movie, you know, if we're talking camera... And that's the thing. Like, all my friends... I brought a friend with me and then the friend that works there. You know, they're like, come on, you're an actor. You're an actor. You can go up there and just, you know, get a lap dance in front of everyone. This is totally, it's totally different. Where are the cameras? Where's the director? I'm not in character. This is me, you know? Stephanie Danielson doesn't enjoy this, you know, do this. I can play a character that does.
Right.
So that drives me nuts. But it was, you know, it was interesting. But this is what, you know, happens to me when I say I'm not going to do anything tonight, you know? Get a text and I end up in a strip club getting a lap dance by 20 girls.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Now, what were the girls like? Were they pretty or just skanky?
I think anybody that says they're a stripper is automatically skanky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is there such thing as a
that's
stripper?
True. That's true.
It's not skanky?
Yeah.
They were attractive girls. I mean, the thing is, you've got to, like, the lights are so dark, first of all, and there are all these colors going on. Anybody can look like a supermodel in those lights, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know what they really look like.
Right.
I didn't see them in daylight.
Right.
They looked fine to me.
Yeah. So when you were on the stage, were they fully nude?
No.
They had
no, they all had like clothes, like something on, but you know, skimpy thongs and like a little bra. No, they weren't nude, but so the first three girls that, you know, come up to me, oh my God. One of them, the first girl, like, throws her ass in my face and is like, I'll have nightmares from that. And everyone's like, smack her butt, smack her butt. I'm like, this is such peer pressure.
I
feel so pressured. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
and you said you were curious about girls. It's just that this was weird to you in front
you know?
Of people and everything.
Well, it's strippers.
Yeah.
Like, this is something totally different.
Right.
Guys don't go to a strip club to meet a girlfriend, you know?
Yeah.
Guys go to a strip club to just see, you know, hot chicks and get lap dances and get a little horny or whatever it may be.
I guess, yeah.
But they're not looking for anything serious. Like, that's not a place I would go to test my thoughts about being a lesbian.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Not there.
But one of the girls that came out to me was like, she was a big girl. We're talking like big. And she goes to throw her boobs in my face and then she like, boom, like she.
Really?
Like, I don't know what you would even call it. She just thrusts her whole body forward at me and bangs it against the pole. I almost had a concussion. I was like, dude.
Wow.
You're 100 pounds more than me. You should not be doing this.
Wow. So what? She was like, did she have like fat and stuff?
She was a thick girl.
Thick girl.
She was a bigger girl, but some guys dig that, you know?
Some guys like that,
Everyone else was very lean and, you know, in good shape, but...
Yeah.
The one girl that happened to, like, bang me into the pole, of course, she's the one that's, like, 200 pounds.
Wow, that's unusual.
God. Yeah.
To have a 200-pound girl up there?
Yeah. Well. She felt like 200, at least. I don't know what she was.
Yeah.
But when I've got, like, her boobs in my face and she's banging me against a pole, can you imagine?
Did she have huge boobs?
Hers were real, too.
Yeah.
So, I will have nightmares for the rest of my life from Saturday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, were all the girls there with fake tits, do you think?
Or for the most part, yeah.
Really?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, or, you know, I'm surprised at the amount of strippers that have smaller boobs.
Right.
They're real, but they're small.
Yeah, and guys like those, too, you know? I mean, guys like anything.
I've only been to a strip club twice, and it's been that same one because my friend works there. But it is funny because, like, I have big boobs, but they're real, and I've never noticed a stripper that is stripping that has, you know, boobs that are real and big.
Right.
I wonder if they find that not attractive. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, everybody in this town gets a boob job, you know, even women that have a C or, you know, a large B or something, they go in, you know, and get the surgery and stuff. I don't know why. I think it makes them look worse, but what do I know, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What do you know?
Yeah, what do I know?
Oh, man.
So that's your strip club story.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Anytime I hang out with my friend James, it's like ridiculous.
Yeah. So now, did you watch them perform on stage also?
I did. We had our own little private table, and yeah, we watched for, you know, I really only went there for to see my friend, to say hi, and I thought, you know, me and my buddy will, you know, get a kick out of this. It'll be fun to stop by. We only were there for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And because I knew I wasn't going to be seeing him probably before I leave for vacation and stuff, or for Christmas, the holidays. So, yeah, I didn't even think about, you know, what I was actually, you know, where I was going. I didn't put it this way. I've never gone to a strip club for the intentions of, like, going to see nude girls and all that crap.
Right.
But it was interesting.
Yeah.
Yep, go do it.
Go do it.
I did have a nightmare, though, Saturday night, that I was, like, being attacked by, you know, 100 strippers.
You did?
Yeah, they were all trying to do me.
No, you didn't.
I swear.
Really? You
dreamed
about
that? I couldn't get it off
that?
My head. Yeah, I was like, oh, my God. Well, when you've got some stripper's ass in your face, and then some girl pouncing her boobs on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they make a lot of money. I know that. You know, I don't care. I mean, I don't know about their private lives. I don't know what's going on, but they do make a lot of money.
Heavy duty. Well, I was considering, because I really wanted to do a documentary on the lives of strippers and just, like, follow three different strippers. Like, one that's maybe, you know, literally just turned the age that you can be a stripper.
Right.
A girl that maybe has been in it for, like, forever, that's, like, 50 still stripping, you know? And then maybe a stripper that's a mother.
Right.
And just follow their lives, and then, and at the point of the documentary was also that I would actually do it for real, just one time, to see how it felt at the end of the documentary. And I've been considering that and toying around with it, and my friend James would help me, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll
so
see.
There's a chance we'll see you nude sometime.
Well, in the documentary, no, you wouldn't actually see me nude, because in the documentary it would be covered, blurred, you know?
Oh, I see, okay.
But you'd see pieces of me. You'd know I was nude, you just wouldn't see the actual, you know, private parts.
Yeah, wow, you're pretty courageous, I think, when it comes to
that. See, that's the thing, though, if I mentally prepare myself, I can do it, and if it's for a project, if it's for a reason, I can't just randomly, I would never just randomly do that for fun.
Right.
To make money. No respect.
Yeah.
No morals. Not my thing.
Yeah. Do you remember we had the woman that we talked to about that she's against porn? She's a former porn star.
Yeah, she was wonderful.
Yeah, and she tries to talk everybody out of it. Well, she's like on a whole campaign on Facebook, you know, to make people aware of the problems that porn stars have and stuff. And I mean, you know, just to summarize, she's a former porn star who decided to straighten her life out, and now she's trying to get everybody's attention like an activist to understand what porn people go through, like deaths through AIDS and herpes and shit like that. So she started on Facebook, and the thing is this, look, she posts some clips and things like this of women on the porn set that are like being abused and stuff.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, I mean, that's pretty powerful to watch. But I think her problem is this, and I'll tell you, I think she turns everybody off because she starts bringing religion into this whole thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why would she do that?
And it's like God will help them and all this, and when they find their way, and she gives quotes from the Bible. And I'm thinking, you know, she's got a great message there, but nobody's going to take it seriously when she does this.
Yeah, that's really dumb. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I think obviously she's doing it because she thinks it will help.
Yeah, I think.
But
plus, I think she overcorrected. You know, I mean, she was in porn. Now she's like a devout Christian.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you know what, though? What she does is fine. You know, her business, whatever. She already had a strong message. I wouldn't bring religion into it because that's already going to freak people out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't follow any religion. Anytime somebody starts to bring up religion in any case of their opinion, it automatically depreciates their opinion. You know,
exactly, like, and that's what I'm saying. You know, she shouldn't be doing that, I don't think. But that's part of her life, you know? And I think sometimes to be able to really fix your life, you need to do something like extreme. You know, like get into religion and really deeply into it and have it affect your life. But, you know, it's like constantly with God this and Jesus that and all this. And I'm thinking, I'm not even hearing her message when she's talking like this.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Come on, girl.
So, yeah, I mean, I would like her to
focus on the message.
Yeah. And I'd like to bring her on the phone sometime when we have a porn star here or something.
Oh, you know? That would be a really good idea.
But we got to arrange it in advance because you don't want to ambush the porn star, you know.
Right.
So we'll think of that and see.
Yeah, that'd be a really good show. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah.
I just found out it's one of my friend's birthdays.
Uh-huh.
James Banks.
Uh-huh.
Should we put on a little birthday music? Or?
You want to. I'm going to have to find it.
Oh, so. Sorry. I should have warned you. You say it's your birthday.
Yeah, well, we'll find it.
We'll find it in a bit. Minute. Yeah. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, did you, have you? Oh, there we go.
You say it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, and who are we wishing this birthday?
James Banks.
James.
Happy birthday, James.
Happy birthday, James.
You're the man.
Whoever you are.
All right. good friend. What was I going to say? Oh, New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Have you made plans at all? Or what do you do for New Year's Eve?
No, I haven't made plans yet. No, I usually leave it to the last minute.
Really?
And then I regret it, yeah, because everybody's packed. I mean, everything is packed and sold out and shit.
True, yeah. Normally I don't, you know, I don't make any real plans. I spend it with, like, my family for most of the night, but my parents go to sleep. You know, they don't really do anything crazy.
Yeah.
And then I'll go out with a bunch of high school friends in Maryland for, you know, just like a house party.
Yeah.
But this year, one of my buddies from high school, Aaron Velke, yo, what's up? He mentioned this big D.C. extravaganza thing that's going on in Washington, D.C. Because I was debating whether going to New York City for New Year's Eve.
Right.
Huge, crazy party. We're talking huge.
Really?
And I'm excited. So
in
we
D.C.?
Got, yeah, we got tickets for it. Tickets range from like $100 to $300.
Wow.
Ours were the VIP, so they were a little more pricey.
And what happens there at that show?
Well, there's going to be tons of dancing. All the liquor's free, obviously, and there's a huge food buffet. Tons of different bands, DJs. I think there are, like, literally seven different rooms that you can go into. We'll
really?
Have our own little booth, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the point is, like, my friend kept convincing, because I was so, like, indecisive about it. I don't know if I should do this. I've never gone out like that for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And mainly because I don't like to wake up New Year's Day feeling shitty. You know, I want New Year's, I want the first day of the year to be, you know, like great, feel
right.
good. So I don't plan on getting like crazy trashed.
Right.
But it'll be such a good time.
Yeah, it sounds pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, something to do for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You know, often we get stuck with nothing to do on New Year's Eve. But you see, I also refuse to pay like $200, $300 for a meal that normally you'd have for $50.
Right.
And that's what everybody does. You know, all the restaurants, they have a special New Year's Eve menu, and they charge you a few $100 for it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, come on, give me a break. You know, I mean, no food is worth that much money.
Right. Yeah, I know. But my friend did, he also made a very valid point of like, you know, if money is the only concern for you, it's supposed to be a celebration day, you know?
Right.
And money, you know, you could be gone tomorrow and your money is, you know, down the pot anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we die, like we're money.
I know, but I can't live like that.
He was really trying to convince me.
You gotta have some extra cash.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, that's what was stopping me at first. I was so indecisive because I'm like, I'm not trying to spend that much money for to go to a freaking party.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous. Used to going to parties for free.
Yeah.
You know? But we're doing it up this year. We're going to have fun.
That's ridiculous.
It's me, him, and...
Is he at least paying for you?
He bought the ticket, but I'm going to give him some of it back.
I
can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are like eight other guys, people going with us. Yeah. Guys,
yeah.
girls.
It's
such a big group of us.
That should be fun then, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It'll be so much fun.
Yeah. A big group is nice.
Yeah. I'm excited. I've never gone out like that for New Year's Eve, you know, and dress up and all that crap.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So,
Have you ever been to Times Square before on New Year's Eve?
Miserable, yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like it. I mean, there's so many freaking people.
Yeah, I don't like it.
What's the point?
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, New Year's Eve, all the streets are blocked off.
Right.
There's so many people. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are into that, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But you couldn't pay me to go to that.
I know, and it's usually freezing at night.
Oh, yeah, cold. Of course, there's so many, thousands and thousands of people that, the body heat keeps you, they're all together,
Yeah.
But you got to wonder, so after that, what do? They go to bars and, you wait an hour to get a drink?
Probably,
it's
at least.
It's got to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, at Times Square, you always have to wait for a table.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurants are always busy there. But it's cool. I really like being there. I like New York City.
Holidays. New York City is great. I miss it so much. But
yeah.
I plan to go for at least 2 days in my, during my trip.
Yeah.
2 days is enough. I just want to go to kind of get the feeling, the energy, and see a bunch of friends at the same time.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have a lot of fun. I mean, you have, a couple weeks and stuff to really enjoy yourself.
I'll be there for 2 weeks exactly.
Yeah.
2 weeks. So it goes, it sounds like a long time, but it goes by so quickly because I'll go to Maryland, then I'll go to Pennsylvania, and then, in New York City. It's just...
Right.
It's still all rushed and cluttered.
That's true. Are you going to drive all these distances, or do you have to fly some of them?
Oh, no. I'm flying to Maryland. I'm flying across...
Well, from here.
From here I'm flying. Absolutely.
Right.
But, from Maryland I'll go to Pennsylvania and we'll drive. It'll be me and my family because all of our distant relatives, my grandparents, aunts, uncles are all in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
So we'll go drive there. That's like a 5-hour trip. Come back to Maryland. And then I'll probably take a bus to New York.
I see.
Seems
okay.
like the easiest, cheapest way.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, the buses. You can get a bus to New York City for like $20.
Right. And where are you going to stay? Do you still have friends in New York?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have friends everywhere in New York.
Cool.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm sure. Wow. And here we are stuck in L.A.
Yeah, but this weather, well, with the exception of today, although it looks like it stopped raining at least.
I don't know if it has, but they're saying it's going to rain today and tomorrow.
Oh, no, you're kidding me.
No, I don't mind it at all. I love the rain, But, you have to deal with
the
driving.
Though,
yeah.
In the rain.
You have to deal with driving on the freeways. That's pretty shitty.
Yeah, I don't know. I have not slept in. I have not slept in literally like 3 months.
Really?
Now that even on the weekends, I haven't had a single day to truly sleep in.
Mm.
To the point of not have my alarm set and just wake up naturally.
Naturally.
Yeah. Is that sad or what?
Well, you're keeping yourself busy. What can I say?
But obviously, when I go home for Christmas, I will be able to hopefully sleep in. But here's the other thing. My dad is horrible. First of all, they're 3 hours ahead of us.
Right.
But my dad, if God forbid you sleep past 8:30, he just thinks you're lazy.
Really?
Yeah. I can't sleep in there anyway. Isn't that ridiculous? My dad cracks me up. I love him to death. He's a true comedian, honestly.
Really?
Without being, professional. I mean, he is hysterical.
Uh-huh.
But he can't even have a glass of liquor with me.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I'll never forget last time I visited over the summer. We met up with some family friends and we're at a bar and everyone's getting drinks, including him. I couldn't get a drink. I'm 24 years old and I can't get a drink because my dad doesn't like to socialize in this kind of manner with his daughter.
Wow,
he's like,
that's
pretty weird. I don't do this with my daughter.
Yeah.
You need to, loosen up.
Well, maybe social drinking he does. Maybe he's talking about getting drunk or something, right?
Oh, no. I mean, a single drink. I could not have a single drink. I'm 24. Is that horrible? I mean, I don't care. It doesn't bug me because I don't need liquor. I don't care. But it just cracks me up.
Yeah.
He's exactly how I always was until I started to finally loosen up a little.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I loosened up is because of the industry I entered,
Yeah.
I mean, constantly I'm being thrown into different situations, so I'm naturally immune to it. I'm introduced to everything.
Right.
He has a very, strict business job, so he's never really introduced to, many of the things I've been introduced to.
Yeah. What does he do? What does he do?
He works for the government, the National Institute of Health. He's one of the big heads there. They have 17 different institutions. I won't say exactly which one he is, but,
Okay.
So he's got a great position or job. It's amazing.
Is he a doctor?
He is not a doctor.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
He has his master's and PhD, but he, right. Well, I mean, he is technically,
more on
but he
the
doesn't,
business side of
yeah,
things?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All business for him.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. And what about your mom? Does she work?
Well, she never had to work because of my dad's job, but, and so she didn't when we were growing up. She never worked, and then once I pretty much went to college, she got a little job at the church.
Yeah.
Doing daycare.
Uh-huh.
It cracks me up though, because it's like we are not religious at all, you know.
Right.
And my mom only goes, you know, for the sake of it's a social thing, you know. She's
exactly,
got her group of friends there, and it's fun, and so she does the daycare at the church for the school, because they have a separate school for the religious school.
Right.
Cracks me up.
Yeah.
But it's always nice. I mean, I go to church every time I go home. You know, I go to church with my mom.
Do you? Just to see the people?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, right?
You're not going there to pray, I'm
and
sure.
And to be with my mom, you know. Yeah. I mean, I pray. I take it serious when I go, you know.
Do you?
Like, well, I feel like I'm going to go to hell if I go there and I'm just like, this is a fucking joke. God, what are you doing, you know?
Like, just in case,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, when I go, I definitely do my prayers and I do everything to the book tea, you know? But it is funny, some of the things they say when they read the Bible, it's just like, oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I can't help but sometimes roll my eyes.
Yeah.
Do you guys, are you guys really listening to the priest right now? Like, I'm wondering if people actually hear what he's saying, because sometimes it's ridiculous.
Are. Yeah, I think they hear. I think they hear, but, you know.
I don't. Because if you heard it, you would not be going every Sunday. I just think sometimes the stuff that's said is just ridiculous.
I know.
Too much for me, at least. But
yeah.
Nonetheless, if it makes my mama happy, and I can see a ton of people that I know, because I grew up there in Maryland for the most part, so a lot of people at the church I know personally, and they always like to hear my updates.
Yeah.
You know?
From California. Movie star from California
always
is coming to visit.
Yeah. You know what? It's not a big deal, and everyone's used to it now. I'm not a movie star, but I mean, you know, at first it was really exciting when I went from high school to New York.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll never forget the first, like, Christmas I came home. You know, everyone's like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm doing way more now than I ever did.
Yeah.
But no one cares anymore. Because it's like, I'm not to the point of, like, they recognize me. No one knows, you know?
Yeah. Well, they will.
Until I get a big movie, hopefully.
Yeah, just keep at it.
Which might be soon, yeah.
You know? Do you want to talk about that? Or?
Yeah, we can talk a little bit about it.
You want to talk about it? Yeah, I know you're excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, there's not too much to talk about, really. I booked a feature, a pretty big role in the feature. It's a lead, and it's a foreign film, which is really exciting.
So it's a lead. You're going to be the lead.
Oh, it's a lead. I'm one of three main characters.
Right.
And then the rest are like supporting smaller roles. Yeah, it's a huge role. And the cool thing is we're filming in Barcelona, Spain.
Wow.
Right after the new year, which I'm really excited about. I've never been.
Yeah.
Don't speak an ounce of Spanish, but I'm currently learning it.
Good.
And
good.
A third of my
with the
lines,
help of our parking lot.
Yeah, I know. Carlos is amazing downstairs. Every time I come here, when I'm early, I have him read some of my lines for me and teach me. Yeah, Carlos has been amazing. He's really, because he knows his stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, like, there are different kinds of Spanish, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I was talking to some of my Spanish friends. They didn't know what the heck, you know, this, you know, my script was saying. And I'm like, really? Oh, you guys are not any help.
Yeah.
Carlos knows it. You know, bada bing, bada boom, perfect.
Yeah. Well, obviously, if the movie takes place in Spain, then they speak Spanish, you know?
Right.
Spain Spanish.
Really? Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't realize, I thought Spanish was Spanish, period. I didn't realize there were different Spanish.
It's different.
There aren't different Englishes. I mean, you know, we have different accents sometimes if you're from the South area or wherever.
Right, yeah. And you'll have to work on your Spanish accent as well, right? Now
no.
You're sounding American, no?
No, because I am American. My character is
American. Oh, your character's American.
Oh, my God, thank
cool.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my character's American. Most of my lines are in English.
Oh, okay, cool.
Only 30% of my lines are in Spanish, which is really cool. I mean, I've been, you know, practicing. Vaya, esto sí que es una sorpresa. You know?
What does that mean?
That means, oh, what a surprise.
Oh, okay.
Que miedo. Anyway, I love it. It's really a great language. And once I get there, I think I'll, you know, learn it better hearing everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
But for the most part right now, I've just been focusing on learning my lines in Spanish. So at least I understand those and, you know, don't look like a complete coward when I get there.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm not exactly sure the exact date. I should know in the next day or two of when I leave, but it's in January, so very soon.
Wow, that'll be cool. So where are you going to live there? In a hotel the whole time? Or do they get you, like, apartments?
It'll be
something?
An apartment, yeah.
Right.
It'll be an apartment, and I think I'll have another girl there with me.
Uh-huh.
That's flying in from, I think she's flying from L.A. too, actually. Mm. I'm not for sure. But unfortunately, we fly, I think, on separate dates, which sucks. Do you know how? Because I think the plane ride to Barcelona, to Spain, is like 13 hours or something.
Yeah.
What do you do on a plane for 13 hours?
I know. You can go crazy.
I'm going to go crazy. And then, I mean, the longest I've ever been on a plane is, I think, 6 hours.
Yeah, like coast to coast.
Yeah, coast to coast.
Right.
Because even Cuba, I went to Cuba, but that was like, that was a quick one.
Yeah. Maybe they'll get you a ticket with a layover or something, you know, where you can, you know, make a stop or something.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Still, I feel dirty.
In New York
it's such
or
a long period of time.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the thing, yeah, so like the next day that I get there, I'll be starting boxing training immediately. Because
really?
My character does boxing.
Uh-huh.
So for 5 weeks, I have intense training. Wow. I'm really excited.
How cool.
I'm going to get in some crazy.
Yeah, so you learn a skill while you're working. And
two skills, learning Spanish and boxing. Is
that's
that
true.
So the, and the awesome part about this is like foreign films have always been my favorite. Growing up, I love foreign films. I just love them.
Why is that?
I don't know. They're more real, I think, is what it is. They're not so Hollywood with all the craziness. And I mean, you know, there are tons of movies made here in the States that are more simple and real and great acting without all the special effects and crap. But foreign films especially, I don't know, like at least the ones I've always seen are just the storylines, the script, everything. It's just so brilliant.
Yeah.
And I love in subtitles alike too, but not all of it in subtitles, you know, which is awesome about this script because not all of it is, you know, you're getting a little Spanish, English, and a little bit of Italian.
Oh, Italian too?
Wait, Italian or French? I don't know why I'm getting the two confused. I don't do it. It's not my lines.
Yeah.
The guy I fall in love with is Italian.
Oh, okay.
I fall in love.
You fall in love. Wow. At least in the movies.
Yeah. I know. How am I going to play that? I've never been in love.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You know, often people and their co-stars hook up, you know.
That's true. I don't know about that. But everyone keeps saying I'm going to fall in love in Spain somehow. Yeah. I'm like, when? I'm going to be on set every day.
Yeah. Everybody's reading Eat, Pray, Love. That's why, you know.
Oh, yeah. Was that Spain?
No, it wasn't Spain. Okay. It was Italy and India.
Ooh, but the guy is Italian.
But, yeah, those are like the dream stories, you know, the fantasies of American women, you know, going to Europe and falling in love with a dark and handsome guy.
That's so funny. That's never been mine. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see though. You never know. I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah. You never know. You might even fall in love with a place and want to stay there.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna be there for a decent amount of time.
That's true. Yeah.
So we'll see. But the good thing is that once I come back, I get to go back at the end of the year for the premiere and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. And you should probably do a lot of research on Spain also, so you know what you get into, you know.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I will be.
You know, the customs and everything and where to go and, wow.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
And even here, like, you know, leaving, I'm kind of trying to figure out crap here. And it does suck because, like, life of an actor, I've been dating somebody. And, you know, when it's so fresh that you're dating somebody for, like, 2-3 months, you can't expect to say, you know, we're going to, you know, for the next 3.5 months that I'm gone, what do you do? You know, it's like we just have to, you know, reach back when we, you know, when I get back to town, hopefully start where we left off.
Yeah. I'm sure both of you will have found someone by then. And
oh, my God.
Continue.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just saying that. What
That's
the hell
horrible.
Do I know? What?
Because I don't want that.
Okay. Then maybe you won't. Then just make sure that you don't.
Well, that's, yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, that's the only sucky situation, but whatever, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Guys are pervs anyway. Like, I'm just so, guys.
Guys are pervs?
Yes.
Why?
They are. They're just pervs. I don't know. Maybe I'm high maintenance. Maybe. But I just.
But what does that have to do with the.
Because maybe I expect too much from them.
Uh-huh.
I just, the way guys respond to certain things sometimes, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
No. I guess I just, because, like, for me, like, if I'm going to be in a relationship, the guy is, like, I've got to know that this guy is mine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mine.
Not taking pictures with other chicks.
No,
on Facebook.
Exactly. That's okay, as long as there's trust and we know we're not, you know, not getting drunk and partying with another chick on New Year's Eve. That would be a bad thing.
Right.
But I'm sure that's going to happen because I won't be here for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, I mean, you're not that into monogamy, are you? Or, I mean, I'm not getting the right signals there. Are you, aren't
really?
You?
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm right.
No, it's just like I like the idea of like I don't want to date a guy that's dating other girls.
Right.
Put it that way, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So if we both commit to each other, I would be, you know, if we commit, I would be committed, you know, and
yeah.
do that. But I don't know.
So has that happened yet with this guy? Have you committed?
Kind of. We're like, yeah, I mean, we're not kissing or having sex with other people.
Right.
Put it that way.
Okay. So if you did meet someone, then it would be cheating if you did something like that. So you'd have to cut off the connection.
See, that's why it gets so complicating. But, you know, yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah, duh, it is complicated. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a person's life you're talking about
yeah.
there. You know?
I know. No, it's true. Yeah, that would be considered cheating, I guess.
You guess.
I haven't done it.
You know, anything that you wouldn't tell your partner about is cheating, I think, you know?
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way of saying it. Yeah, my ex used to always say that. Anything you do in a room and you have to change when I enter it, you're doing something wrong, you know? Like if you're at a party and I come in, you have to change your behavior because I've entered the room,
right.
something's wrong.
That is true.
And that's the thing. Like the problem is like I had, you know, the 3-year relationship that I came out of, it wasn't really healthy and as far as like it just wasn't a healthy relationship.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I mean, I knew it was a committed relationship. There was no reason we trusted each other. Like there was no question, you know?
Yeah.
Like I didn't even have to think twice about if he was hanging out with another girl. Never. You know?
Yeah.
And since being single, like, I am very suspicious of every guy. I don't trust anyone.
That's got to be a difficult way to live, but, you know, I mean, I can understand
that. Dating-wise.
Yeah, yeah. I know, I can understand that. You know, I mean, I hear all kinds of stories about guys that date here in L.A. And
they're horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, you can't make a generalization. I mean, we've got a few million here.
Oh, yeah. No, of course, no. And the sad thing is, like, I was dating a really great guy at one point, and I can't force something that's not there,
right,
you know? But,
yeah.
And he was the one that was also, like, a millionaire. It's like, yeah, it might come back. You never know.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was not ready for it.
The money's enough, it'll
come. Yeah. No, he was really serious about it, you know? And I felt like we were going to get married, you know, like he was ready to propose and it was just too much and ready for me to move in. And that makes me wonder, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you are so close to fall in love with me, it kind of makes me feel like, eh. You can fall in love with anybody then if you're that quick. I don't know. It takes me time. The more I get to know you, the more I like you or the more I don't like you.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're just lovable to them, you know?
I don't know. I have been told I'm a very lovable person.
All right, Steph. Well, this is it.
Okay.
Enjoy your drive back in the rain.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Sorry about that one.
I know.
And we'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.